Welcome to another episode of Kentucky Football Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
I'm Chris.
All right, well, it's bowl game. Finally, a bowl game special. Actually, a bowl game that's better than last year's bowl game.
Right, deservingly so.
Somehow. No, no, shut up. Shut your mouth.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, usually it would be 8-4. I will stand by that.
Yeah.
We'd be 8-4 and would be in this bowl game more than likely. But same time, fuck it, we're there. So, yeah. You know.
Take advantage of it.
Going to enjoy it. And I like the Gator Bowl. Always have.
Yep. Anything in Florida.
Anything in Florida. I agree. Agree with that. I just hope our bowl game turns out better than Auburn's did today. So,
yeah.
My God.
I don't know. Nick really liked the Auburn, but I wasn't sold. I like Northwestern that game.
I respect zero Big Ten football. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I've always been like that. It's outside Ohio State. I just
don't respect them
at all.
Yeah, but Auburn's kind of a shit show. So.
Yeah,
Auburn's for sure. I will say this before we get on to our bowl game. I will say that I know Cincinnati ended up losing today, but you know they deserve to be in that playoff. And I'd rather watch them get rolled by Alabama than watch Notre Dame get rolled by somebody every freaking year.
Right.
That's a good program with a really good coach, and how he hasn't taken like a huge college football job yet is beyond me.
Well, he has a really good offense. It's really fun to watch. And honestly, they had it. I mean, a 54-yard field goal beat them today.
Yeah.
And their quarterback's from our high school, from St. X.
Yeah.
And a guy that cannot believe he's left Kentucky. I mean, even Louisville, Kentucky. But it happened. So, you know, someone that we missed on, another quarterback yet we missed on.
That's not par for the course, isn't it?
But then again, you think that stuff, but he might not have been good here at all. It's just the offense he's in. So,
yeah, I mean, it's definitely a good scheme. I mean, we're not going to really produce any good quarterbacks on the ground. So,
he's developed into a good quarterback, something that doesn't happen at Kentucky underneath.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So it's hard to tell how good he would have been if he came here. But same time, it just comes back to the point of they need to go to an 8-game playoff and stop all this stuff because, like I said, they earned. I feel like watching them today showed me how good they were. And I know Georgia's probably got guys out and stuff. I'm not sure who's all opting out. I mean, all these kids opt out nowadays. But at the end of the day, I mean, they look like a good football team. And I just it sucked they lost today. But, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, let's not to hear the whole bullshit
they deserve to be in. Get rolled by Bama than Notre Dame. I didn't think
Me too. I'm just so tired of seeing Notre Dame.
Oh, my God.
Ohio State doesn't play enough games to be in.
Nope. I actually think Notre Dame deserves it more than Ohio State.
No, No. I'm so sick of like every year Notre Dame is like, yeah, you won enough games to get in, but everybody knows what's going to happen to you. You're going to get fucked up by Alabama and
or Clemson.
You're just going to be a waste of time to watch.
I hate to say it, but I agree with you on that. I mean, I don't hate to say it, but it's just the truth. It's I don't understand. Like why they're always in it, but they are. I mean, they keep saying, "Oh, we play Michigan." These teams are terrible. They're playing, you know, even they're playing Ohio State's schedule. And like I said, I don't really respect the Big Ten too much. They wouldn't probably be, you know, 12-0 or where they usually are, 11-1 and stuff like that. But they literally beat Clemson. That was it without Trevor Lawrence, and then got rolled by Trevor Lawrence and Clemson the very next or last week.
Yeah.
So they should have put Texas A&M in. Set up Notre Dame because then there's at least some mystery about what could happen. I mean, Alabama was still going to fuck them up, but
I mean, this is a different team in there. It's always either Oklahoma, Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, or Notre Dame. That's the five teams that are in there every freaking year. I mean, I think at the beginning there was Florida State and stuff like that, but
you can sprinkle in Georgia here and there.
Yeah, Georgia's been in there a couple of times, but it's usually the same. Those three teams that we see in there every year, and it just gets kind of boring.
Yeah,
to be quite honest with you.
It does. I think eight teams would be good. Each other every year. Just go ahead and make them play regular season so they can't get in.
That's not a bad idea, but they'll find a way to get at least Alabama and Clemson in.
Oh, for sure.
they're the best two programs, though. Like,
oh, I don't blame them.
I think those two deserve it. Ohio State doesn't deserve it.
I will say this about college football. It's something that never gets said is the talent gap between those programs to, like, the next tier programs is, like, humongous. Huge. Because they get all the five-star guys. I mean, it's like Clemson and Alabama get all the five-star guys, and then you got, you know, Georgia gets quite a bit. And it's just there's the talent gap in college football is ridiculous like, as far as depth goes.
Not only with the players, but the coaching staffs they have. They have so much money that they're able to have tons of like washed up coaches as coaching analysts and that kind of stuff. And they end up resurrecting their careers underneath Nick Saban and Dabo.
Well, yeah, they had Butch Jones down there. They had Charlie Strong down there. It's to go back to their systems. They've had Lane Kiffin,
Sarkisian.
Those are all guys that. If they didn't screw up along the way, they are good head coaches. I mean, those are guys that have proven winners. I mean, Sarkisian messed up by being, an alcoholic. And then, of course, with Lane Kiffin and everything, he probably would have stayed at Tennessee. He probably would have been fucking good at Tennessee, honestly.
Yeah.
But obviously, all those guys go on to do big things. And then he also had Kirby Smart. He had the best defensive coordinator for the longest time. And so, like they say, the rich get richer, right?
Yep.
So let's go on our game. So Kentucky does have a pretty good matchup, a favorable matchup, I feel like, for us.
Pretty even.
I was hoping for a Big 12 team because I know we don't have the offense to keep up with them, but it was a more fun game. But an ACC team, we can definitely beat.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about this, our matchup?
I don't respect the ACC like you don't respect the Big Ten. I absolutely think the ACC is a joke.
Well, I mean, I don't think they've proven anything to prove you otherwise. They're at one time they had Florida State and a decent Louisville team, but now it's literally Clemson.
Outside Clemson, they're a joke.
North Carolina's good. I'll give North Carolina. They're pretty decent. I've watched them play.
They're inconsistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're inconsistent, but they're fun to watch. I will say that.
Yeah, they are fun to watch. Plus, I think I've won every time I bet on them. I've won, so I like North Carolina.
Well, they're gonna get messed up by A&M. I think A&M's gonna come out and crush somebody.
They're gonna prove a point. Yeah.
Yeah,
NC State wants to do a lot of the same stuff that Kentucky does. Like, if you look at their offensive statistics, their leading rusher has 746 yards on their year. Chris Rodriguez has 706 yards on the year. Their quarterback has 1,800 yards. Terry Wilson has, like, 1,100 yards. Not too many more touchdowns than Terry Wilson. He's got more interceptions than Terry Wilson. Like, they have a very similar offense to Kentucky, which is why I didn't want Tim Beck. Their offensive coordinator, who was strongly considered for the offensive coordinator position because he and Stoops go back to high school where they were teammates. So NC State has a ton of size, just like Kentucky. Their receivers, starters are 2'6", 4" guys. Then they have 2'6", 3" backup, 2'6", 2" backups, and a 6'7" starting tight end. Like, they want to run the ball.
Yeah, but they're better passing than we are. I mean, they have a little bit more of a passing game than we have.
They have more talent at wide receiver.
Which makes a big difference. Yeah. We've realized that over the years. but I think our defense is far better than their defense and offense. Yep. I mean, I think that's where it's going to make the difference tomorrow. And Kentucky's just so – you can see on the offensive side, they could break out, but it's just – I mean, it's hard to tell. When you play against a decent defense, they don't do shit. So I don't know enough about NC State to say if the offense is going to put up a lot of points tomorrow, if it's going to be one of those 17-7 games. It's probably going to be a boring-ass game. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. It's going to be a low.
So usually NC State has has a great defensive line, but this is one of the few years that they don't. So that's like the one area where Kentucky can really capitalize that North Carolina State can't. Like, Kentucky will be able to put up a fight with our defensive line and pretty much control their offensive line, whereas they can't do that to Kentucky. They're not gonna stop our run, and if they do, then we are gonna be in a lot of trouble.
I mean, when the spread came out, we were a 2.5-point favorite. I was a little bit surprised, but then I started looking at the numbers and stuff, and it really, like you say, Chris, it's pretty even. Pretty even, and we're playing way better teams.
Yeah, a lot better.
The strength of schedule.
That's where it's kind of different.
Strength of schedule for NC State was 64th, and Kentucky was 28th.
Yeah.
I should tell you something right there. How did they get to 64? I guess they must have played Clemson and North Carolina then, huh?
What really boosted their strength of schedule was playing Liberty, and they beat Liberty. And Liberty was they closed out the year number – well, they'll probably be in the top 20 now. But they closed out the year number 21, I think.
Well, I think, Liberty's a solid team. We all watched him play. Yeah. We all know who their head coach is and how people are going after him. But like I said, I have barely watched NC State, so I'm not really outside of stats. I don't know how electric they are, but looking at their stats alone, it just seems like they're very boring, like we are on offense.
Yep, they want to control the clock, play defense, and run the ball.
Well, have we heard anything about any guys coming back? I know Devontae Robinson's coming back.
Yes, he's coming back. Justin Riggs coming back.
Well, I mean, Justin Riggs, I guess, okay. Well, but the next year is going to be all about Upshaw.
Kennard.
And I hope they
Kennard,
use
him. Hearing that he's leaning towards coming back, that would
that's
be huge.
Kennard as well. That's big time.
Yep. I heard Phil Hoskins. I've heard
no,
that,
he's,
that
he's,
rumor.
He's going to be gone.
Is he going to be gone? Yeah. He's not going to come back for his eighth year or seventh
year. Yeah, he's
year.
Not trying to be Chris Winkie. He played until he's 28.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that sucks, man. That sucks, actually. I was hoping he would come back. Yeah. I mean, it's just nice depth. I mean, it's depth. And he had a really good press conference, if anyone, listened to it, talking about his growing up and, how Stoops really helped him along. It was really good. It was actually – I listened to it, and he talked about how, it's something about men do what you have to do, and boys do what they want to do.
Yep.
And it was just kind of a good message. And I don't know. This kind of tells you what kind of stuff he went through. Yeah. And, of course, all the injuries he's went through. So, it was been kind of a shitty year for Devontae Robinson, though. I thought he was going to be big things this year. And he's just been kind of lost in the shuffle.
Well, he clearly had put on weight. And, those injuries, it takes guys a year after they've recovered to, fully recover mentally and physically.
Yeah.
So, once he loses that weight, he'll be back at it. He'll get his speed back.
Any transfers or anything? I know they keep talking about, Big Dog. Keeps talking about how we got transfers. It's going to be a really good transfer season. Obviously, everyone's getting their stuff waived.
It's not working out the way they thought it would, I don't think, because so Brian Hudson.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, not clear on what happened there. He was leaning hard towards Kentucky, and then the next day they both mutually agreed to split ways, and he committed to Louisville. And then Zach Carpenter, who was the offensive guard for Michigan, Kentucky was in on him too, just committed to Indiana. There's still some receivers out there. There's actually a lot of receivers in the portal, and that's really who they're going for. But it would be nice to get an edge rusher, receivers, and one more offensive lineman. That would be huge.
Yeah, I mean, the offensive line is going to be really young next year, depending on who all comes back. But they have a lot of depth there that I obviously feel confident in. That transition there. Yeah. I mean, I'm a little interested to see who's going to leave our team. He kind of sees the writing on the wall and stuff. I hope Smoke stays, but I get a little worried about him because of obviously Rodriguez has become the featured back.
Well, and interesting with Cohen's offense, I know he said he's going to adapt his offense to the personnel, but he does want to run a lot of zone blocking running, which is good for the one cut guys like Tisdale and the younger backs. That's not so much what Chris Rodriguez does, so obviously they're going to fit the offense towards him because he's your superstar running back. So where does that leave Smoke? I think he's more talented than Rodriguez because he's faster,
but he's got to be on the field.
Yeah, he can't stay healthy.
Yeah,
and it's migraines and stuff. I mean, that's kind of stuff you don't like to hear. Yeah. When it comes to guys like that, But regardless, I mean, this year would be great to end on this kind of high note. I mean, winning the Gator Bowl is a big thing for Kentucky. And I know that we're all tired of being stuck in mediocrity, but at the end of the day, this is better than we've done in a long, long time, obviously.
Yeah, it's the fifth straight bowl game. It kind of feels like a new season now that the wet blankets are off the coaching staff, and they kind of feel rejuvenated. Like everything you read, the players have been jumping around, enjoying themselves like they haven't all year. Barrow's leading the offense for this game, so I'm sure he's gonna insert some of his swagger into the game plan and let Terry air it out a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes, but it feels like a new season. It feels like this is a different team.
I've always said this about bowl games, and I don't care if you're playing at the Shreveport bowl game or whatever bowl game. This is big time for Kentucky football and getting practice, just getting ready for the future. And you saw this year the amount of missing practices we had, obviously spring ball and everything like that had really hurt this team early.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously all the all the stuff happening outside the locker room and inside the locker room, and everything's just been kind of weird this year. But at the end of the day, they held it together, and if they can get a win tomorrow, it still would be – it's still a letdown. I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's a letdown for me as a Kentucky fan and looking at the talent we have. But at the end of the day, you get a Gator Bowl win. I mean, that's better than most Kentucky teams ever had. So.
I totally agree. I just think, like, you know, so we were talking about Auburn. I think Kentucky's the season in between the end of the regular season and the bowl season has been a net positive for Kentucky versus Auburn, where everybody turned them down. And Auburn fans do not like who they wound up with. So, you know, I think Kentucky's really riding high after a largely disappointing season. And I think a lot of what went wrong was mental. I think a lot of that was attributed to the fact that, I mean, you can see the frustration on the player's face, and we've talked about this. You know, they thought that they were going to be able to spread the offense out and have a high-flying offense like they were promised, and those two coaches didn't deliver. And then, obviously, the death of John Schlarman, it was just a largely draining, disappointing year for all the players, and now, like, all the bad juju's out. They can go out there and play freely, so it'll be interesting to see.
I think a lot of guys, some of the guys, like, I think it started to go a different route in the locker room once Joseph left. I don't know how big of a distraction he was. And obviously, you started seeing there was some problems in the locker room, but, you know, you're never going to hear that publicly. But obviously, he had to be an issue for Stoops to say, you know what, I only want you on the sidelines. Yeah. And then to see, you know, once Eddie Graham, which, like I said, we all liked Eddie Graham. He seems like a very, very good person, religious person and everything like that. But at the end of the day, as a coach, you got to see that sometimes you need a new voice. And that's kind of what happened. And I think people are just excited to move on to next year. And I think guys are excited to get, you know, big talk calling plays or whatever. And I think these guys are just excited to be able to play in a Florida Bowl. I mean, that's a big time for Kentucky. Like I said, Kentucky's never had, I mean, I remember getting the Gator Bowl, 3 years ago? It was like, wow, this is awesome, you know? And I'm just as excited this time. I'm so glad we didn't get the Music City Bowl. That'd be a letdown for me, Music City Bowl, stuff like that.
Well, I mean,
so,
do you remember, it's not as big as it used to be, but it used to be a big deal to play, like, New Year's Day or the day after New Year's. It used to be a really big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as big. I think
good bowls, I still feel January 1st and 2nd.
I think the Citrus Bowl is still bigger, and I think, you know, I think Outback Bowl is bigger, I mean, to me, just personally. And obviously, you got the big ones, you know, the Peach Bowl and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, for Kentucky to go to we basically went to Gator Bowl, to Citrus Bowl, to the Belk Bowl, to back to the Gator Bowl, that's a pretty good stretch for Kentucky. Because, I mean, obviously, this was the late 90s, even early 2000s. This would be like, wow, you're getting all these New Year's Day bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of those besides the Belk Bowl would have been New Year's Day Bowl. So,
I mean, think about when we all first became friends. Did you ever think that this kind of bowl game would be the standard for Kentucky football now?
No. I mean, I honestly, like I said, I've said this over and over again. And this is why Stoops will never be fired. And this is what I think. Kentucky was so bad when he took over.
Oh, awful.
Mr. Cobble was starting on the defensive line when he took over. Right. And now we got guys in the NBA. Or NBA, NFL.
NFL,
yeah. Yeah. There's another coach that that's all he cares about. But now we have guys that are in the NFL. well, I'm just tired of that shit.
NFL. There, cow, huh? I hear you.
Yeah, I'm going to take a jab when I can. We have NFL guys. We have guys all along the league. And we did something. Stoops has done something that Louisville did not. And I hate to, you know, compare Louisville to Kentucky. Obviously, Louisville hasn't done great even with Lamar. But when Louisville had Lamar, they had a chance to be able to promote him and get a lot of recruits and stuff. They just didn't.
No.
And their program fell. He was able to take Josh Allen and these guys, Benny Snell's and stuff, and use them to be able to get more recruits and say, look at these guys. And he's used that. And he's, that's why his program is going to be, continue to be success underneath him. Now we want more success. That's what the whole point of getting a new offensive coordinator. But I think the program is in a good spot still, even with a down year for us.
Well, something that's huge with Stoops and really any leader of a company or a team or whatever have you, they diagnose where their weak points are, and they make the changes that need to be made to keep their businesses or their teams from floundering. And that's, you know, that's what he did. And it's, you got to give him tons of kudos for that.
He's still learning on the fly a little bit. I mean, we've seen the transition as him being his head coach, and sometimes he's a little delayed on things. And I really think if we were 8-4, if we were some normal season 8-4, Eddie Graham would be our coordinator.
I don't think so.
Because
I think it finally became clear to him when all these recruits started telling them, like, hey, I'm looking elsewhere, blah, 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 blah.
Maybe that's it. I mean, it comes down to the recruits. Maybe you're right there. But at the same time, but they have skewed numbers with the bad teams they play. I think Kentucky's been exposed to their schedule the last few years. And it's showing that these numbers, up and down numbers. Now, what has shown this year is our defenses are legit.
Yeah.
The defenses have showed that they're legit. But nowadays, you need a strong offense and a decent defense. I mean, that's how you win now. And he's got to adapt with it. And I think you're right, Chris. I mean, he's the recruits would ultimately turned him. It wasn't the fans. It wasn't Eddie Grant or anybody like that. It was the recruits. And he saw that those top – he already lost one wide receiver, and he didn't want to lose the other three. And he knew it. And he had to do something about it. So it's moving on, man. You know, and this game is important for that program to move forward. Yeah. They need to get a win tomorrow. So – and I think they will. So what do you all think about tomorrow? What do you think of your offensive MVPs will be?
Mike, go ahead.
I'm going to go with, obviously, C-Rod's the obvious answer, in my opinion. I'm going to put the over-under on Terry throwing at 250. I know, no, 250 is a lot. That's a lot of yards for him, but I think the big dog gives him opportunities.
I think MVP for offense is going to be Upshaw. I think he's going to have a couple of touchdowns. I think Coach Morrow knows the – he knows the importance of the tight ends because he coaches them. and I think he's going to look to get them the ball. And Upshaw is our best offensive weapon in the throwing game. And I think it's again, an unutilized position that Eddie Graham, for whatever reason, refused to use. And hopefully tomorrow they'll use the play action and show what Upshaw can do. I think he's the future as far as our pass attack, with especially under Cohen going forward. So. Go ahead, Chris.
Upshaw, I mean, we've been talking about him since probably his redshirt freshman year. The dude has superstar written all over him. Like, he's 6'6", 260, and can run like crazy.
Yes.
I was showing I throw the ball to him 5 times a year.
Yeah, he's a matchup nightmare. Like, how anybody – the dumbest college football fan knows to throw that guy the ball. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be an NFL tight end, and he's a tight end. That's what they look for in the NFL. He's a big guy. He can take hits. He runs good routes.
He's athletic. I'm really excited about our offense next year.
Well, he'll actually be used next year because LA Rams use. It will always be St.
Kurt Warner throw the ball a lot to his tight end. Right?
LA Rams. Yeah. Well, the Rams use their tight ends. They use them.
Having a great year.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, that's Kentucky's had some great tight ends through here, and they've been underutilized. That's why Riggs coming back. He knows it. You know, he has an opportunity to be able to show something. Hands,
and he can't run for shit. That dude's just going to be blocking.
Well, probably, but, you know, you get a better chance. You know, he has a better chance next year coming back and getting drafted if his hands at all this year.
Hot hands.
Yeah, right. Just think if we had Cohen with CJ and Conrad. I mean,
Upshaw's a far superior athlete, Conrad.
Oh yeah, for sure. CJ Conrad was an excellent blocker as well, so that's why they probably use him as blocking. But who's your offensive MVP?
You know, the easy answer would be the offensive line, but I'll go with Rodriguez because I think he's going to get a bunch of carries. I think he's going to get the carries that he should have been getting all along. So yeah, in order for Kentucky to win, he's got to have a good game.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, Kentucky don't have really much outside of that. Like I said, they have Upshaw at the tight end spot, and I think Ali's a form. I'd be okay with Ali coming back, but he's at a wrong position. Yep. He needs to be a slot, something like that. But But that's nothing against him. We have to have him outside there. I could see a bunch of our wide receivers leaving. I just got this feeling.
No, I mean,
see the writing on the wall.
If Graham was still the coach, I think we could see a bunch of them leaving. But I don't think they will with Cohen. They're probably all excited. Maybe get
yeah,
a chance
these
to catch
guys are excited.
It's not that they're excited. I think there's guys that are better than
the younger guys.
I just think the underclassmen are better than the younger guys.
Michael Drennan get the ball a lot tomorrow.
Yes.
Stole the words right out of my mouth. Well done, Mike.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Someone like him is going to play over Daly or play over
Cleveland
Thomas.
For Thomas.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. These guys, they starting to see that these younger guys, even these freshmen coming in here, are. I mean, I don't like to put down guys, but I mean, it just seem like we've seen enough of these guys, haven't we? They don't run good routes, man. They don't run good routes, and they just don't. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is all the offensive play calling, but
they run very slow routes. I don't think they run the routes okay. They just don't do it fast.
It's just they're just like possession wide receivers.
No, they're blocking.
I just don't see.
We literally have like an entire team of Wes Welkers running receivers.
Hold on.
I don't know, man. I wish I had a Wes Welker. Wes Welker's pretty good, man.
Wes Welker benefited from Tom Brady.
I'll take Stoop's son right now. Or
Bob
Stoop's
son looked really good, by the way.
Son right now.
Really fucking good.
I know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I like to have a bunch of small guys that can run like that. But like I said, man, our wide receivers right now, and I've been hoping. And then, like I said, maybe last year, all we did was run the ball, really killed their development. That's probably what happened.
No.
And then this year was just kind of a carryover from that. No. But
they just didn't have
talent. Young guys
they just didn't have talent.
In.
All you had to do is look at a recruit's offer list. If nobody's offering them scholarships, there's a reason. Alan Daly, we stole him from Southern Miss. Like, get the F out of here. Nobody wanted Cleveland Thomas.
That's what I'm saying. These guys are going to be gone because you can transfer next year and not have to sit out. Why would you not go somewhere where you're going to get playing time? You don't have to fight for these other guys. And I don't blame them. I don't. Now, if you feel like, you know, and I'm not saying that you're leaving because you don't want to fight or anything like that, but some guys are seeing that they're just not.
Yeah,
they're not
they just want to get on the field and play football. That's cool. That's fine.
Yeah, and then, yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all. But yeah, these guys aren't. I don't see any of our outside of Ali and
Florida keeps trying to poach Ali. That's why they got in trouble. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dan Mullen was really trying to contact him.
What this Florida fans don't like
him. No, they don't give shit as long as he's winning.
This guy's an idiot. I'm saying like this guy's an idiot. Like he literally said the other day, and I understand their team was. I felt bad for Trask because all his weapons were gone. But I don't really feel bad for Florida.
I love
rephrase
that,
but at the same time, I you know people keep saying Florida. The SEC must be down. I mean, come on. The SEC have their players
because they're so
playing.
Damn good. They know they're going to get drafted. So they're just like, whatever.
Give them Tooney. Give them Pitts.
Play the bowl game.
Florida wins that game.
Yeah. If they just get Michael Pitts back, they win that game.
Kyle. Kyle
so,
Pitts.
But Kyle Pitts, whatever. Do it.
Whatever his fucking name.
Nick, it's Kyle to Kyle. Come on. Everybody.
Whoever.
Jeez. It's just been on every.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, whoever. I'm sorry. What kind of I get it. I get that you're trying to make money and stuff, but like I just don't know this whole opting out thing. Like I just can't as a player ever watch my team just play. That's just me. I'm not dissing these guys, but that's just
unless
me.
You've had a little bit
watching your team get
your
beat down like that at home,
kind of banged up. Play.
I don't know, man. I don't understand it. But Oklahoma's gonna be very good next couple of years.
Yeah, Rattler
I will say that.
Good.
Yeah.
They got the best offensive coordinator, or they got the best play caller in all college football, in my opinion. Lincoln Riley and I just
is anybody else
they're gonna be really good.
Lincoln Riley hasn't left the NFL yet.
Oh, could be the year.
He might.
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
I was surprised that he didn't go like Dallas or something like that, like Cowboys. Like it feels like it's a smooth transition. Cowboys love
you. I think they're gonna get rid of Mike McCarthy because why the hell would anybody hire Mike McCarthy?
I'll call it right now. I hate the Cowboys and I'll call it right now. I bet they're gonna be in the playoffs. And it doesn't matter. That's not going to save Mike McCarthy's job. I don't know why they hired him. That was a terrible hire. He wasn't that great in Green Bay. But I'll call right now. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to win tomorrow. And I'll say Philadelphia is going to beat the Redskins. Now, sorry, Alex Smith. I know that you wanted that whole, comeback player thing, but that's what I feel like tomorrow. Worst conference in all football, obviously. By the way. God,
it's like it's basically the ACC of the NFL.
I don't know, more like Pac-12.
I think Pac-12 is in the power five anymore.
If the Giants beat the Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Redskins, the Giants at 6-10 wow. will be in the playoffs. Let that sink in.
You know what?
Let
that's that what I'm cheering for.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing them. I don't think that's ever happened before. So, I mean, it'd be cool, something cool to see. And then they also get a home game.
Good God.
They do.
You win your division, you get a home game.
If you're that wild card, are you not just like licking lips to play the Giants at home?
I mean that's it'll probably be like the Bears or someone. More likely.
All right. Defensive MVP.
Would it be the Bears?
Exactly.
sorry, I'm getting off it. Sorry. Way out there.
Mike,
you want to go first?
Mike, go ahead.
I'm gonna go with
yes.
That's a tough question. I'm going to go with that. I think pass play is a good game. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about him. He can return next year, couldn't he?
He is going to return next
year. Has he announced he's going to return? Okay.
Yeah, he's going to return next year.
Is that like he's a senior?
No, he's only a junior. No, I think he's a junior. He's a junior.
Right, anyways, I think he has a big game.
Well, I'm going to take Quinn Bohanna, so... When he's in there, he's a beast. He's been a beast. He's going to be playing in the NFL. That guy's going to have a big game.
Especially since, again, North Carolina State is going to try to run the ball the same way Kentucky does between the tackles. So he could have a huge game. But I think since Kentucky will control the line of scrimmage, North Carolina State is going to try to throw, especially since Kelvin Joseph is not playing. They're going to try to take care of their size or take advantage of the size matchups on the outside and let their big guys go.
I like my chase with Eccles then. I
agree.
Our chase with our corners.
But I'm going to go Boogie. I'm going to go Boogie because there's going to be opportunities to rush the passer. And Brad White and Stoops have both said in the last couple of weeks that getting a good pass rush is going to start now with this game because they were disappointed in the pass rush all year. And Boogie is only a half sack away from passing Dennis Johnson for fourth on the all-time sacks list for UK.
Well, that's a name I always remember. One of my favorite players growing up. Always the story on him was he played varsity football as a sixth grader.
and he played with a neck roll. And I really, really
sure did.
So intimidating.
Yes. He was a hell of a football player. He was a good football player for UK. And I think he played for Arizona for like 4 years in the NFL.
Was he?
Yeah.
It was Arizona. Yeah, he got drafted by Arizona. He wasn't there very long. I think he was there for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. I can't remember his full career, but I think the good person you're thinking
about
is
Dwayne Robertson.
Dwayne Robertson. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking of.
What's his name? But he went like third overall, too. good picks out there. I mean, you know, good call. Nick, good game call. That's an old Kentucky. Yep. Only guys that watched it their whole life knows 56. That name. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, the only guys know that name because, you know, everybody can know Tim.
Those are big names.
You don't know Dish Johnson. Yeah, for sure.
Just a few interesting notes before we make our actual picks for the game. Over-under is 49.5, which is about perfect for the way this game is going to be played. The Kentucky has remained a 2.5-point favorite since the line opened. So it says a lot about the way Vegas feels on how, Kentucky will be able to control this game in a physical game. They think Kentucky's ability to outmuscle NC State is what's going to prevail. Kentucky playing in their fifth consecutive bowl game, looking for their third consecutive win. North Carolina State's quarterback, Bailey Hawkman, began the year as a starter, lost his job, and then regained the spot once his replacement broke his leg. I wonder if he broke his leg for him. But Hawkman's uncle played at UK in the early 90s. There you go.
Nice. A lot of connection there. I don't think they played. Did they say? I think I saw Maggard put out there that they haven't played NC State since 71.
Series is 1-1.
70. Okay. So we're off. There you go. Yeah. I'm trying to take this series back.
The series being tied. It's been too long.
Yeah, that's right. Well, my final score will be, I'm going to tell you, I think it's going to be 24-7, Kentucky. I'm just going
to
blow out city, baby. Oh, yeah.
Mike.
What else going to go on there? Everybody like that? That score, that's your score?
27-24, Cats.
Ooh.
I think we went on a last second field goal.
Oh, you're going.
I went 28-24.
Ooh, very close. Yeah.
Damn, y'all are really disrespecting our defense like that. I hope they prove you all wrong tomorrow.
I'm just playing the line.
I mean, I hope we win 49-0.
Hope they do terrible. Hope they do terrible.
Yeah. I hope Terry throws the ball for 300 yards. Because then I get to hold my breath.
I just hope we win because I know what's happening at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I just want to keep it, you know, positive because I'm
come
just,
on, win number two.
I mean, let's just not talk about basketball.
You know, I just want.
It's okay. Cal's allowed to break.
I just want a win streak. That's it.
Well, it's who cares about wins and losses when three of these guys, maybe six or seven, are going to go to the NBA, and that's all we really need is for our guys to just go to the NBA. We don't need
as long as we produce NBA players and not NCAA tournament wins. I don't really care. I just want NBA players.
Well, apparently, a section of our fan base says he's allowed to have a down year, even though he has a number one recruiting class. What kind of stupid shit?
He's already had a really down year by going to the NIT, so they can just shut the fuck up.
And last year's, I'm not convinced last year's team is going to make it.
You have,
everybody said
at least that team had an excuse.
Do you think Alabama would allow a head coach to stick around after even having one of those kinds of seasons, but not going to a bowl game?
Yeah.
Are you out of
your mind? If Saban has a 5-1 season, they're firing him. They definitely criticize him.
Yeah,
that's the thing. That's the thing is Cal's already missed the playoffs once, our tournament once. You know, everybody don't compare him to Tubby. Did Tubby ever miss a tournament?
You and I have already talked about Tubby's last 5 years versus Cal's last 5 years.
It's scary how similar they are.
It's very, very, very similar. And what it shows you is with Cal,
and Tubby did that with Tubby, like the number 20 recruiting class every year.
Well, like I said, what it shows you in the two is both are Tubby refused to adapt to recruiting, and now Cal's refusing to adapt his offense. So and the times. So you know whatever. We're not gonna get into this. We're not gonna let it ruin
bowl game
football
special.
Game. All right.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about it.
Bowl game special and you know. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Hey. Making chili. So,
yeah, I'm coming over.
So, Mike's coming over. Mike is coming over for chili. Mike, I put the chili meat, I put it on the tray.
Okay, we get it. We got it.
And now right. We're just putting it in
the. This show's probably not Traeger.
Yeah. You know, Traeger life.
You don't need
it's
to
a Traeger life. You know,
it's
Traeger life.
You talk, all right.
Y'all enjoy
I'm
your.
I'm just standing right now. I'm a little trash can smoker.
All right, well, go
be blue.
That's all I can tell you.